Toast and Jam is back on the air for another podcast day. I'm Tim Ose, Toast in the Morning, and here's the Jam Man, Paul McDonald. All he does is win awards.
And wear glasses. I don't know why. I was putting on a pair of glasses, and it's like, oh, I already have a pair on. Maybe
we'll
I don't.
We'll call you Eight Eyes or something.
Wow.
You had two pair of glasses on, people. Can you believe that? Okay.
Yes.
Our podcast is sponsored by the North Dakota Army National Guard and recruiter Brad Mattson. We thank Brad.
We did. He got a little TV time here. He, at the state Class B or the Division B tournament at the Jamestown Civic Center, they had National Guard members bring the ball out.
That's right.
Before every game for the opening tip. And he brought the ball out before the Maple River game, I think on Friday. So now he's going to want autographs. We're going to have to pay to get his autograph because now he's been on TV.
Okay. All right. Well, anyway. We want to thank our listeners for finding us.
Yes.
And there are so many ways you can listen to our podcast. Paul, you want to tell us about it?
Well, you can find us on Spotify. You can find us on the Apple Podcasts, and those Apple Podcasts is probably easiest on your phone, on your on those devices. Obviously, Times Record online. You can find us at timesrecord.com, and so you can check it out online as well. But all of our back episodes are on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. So those are how you can find us. Toast, and so it's T-O-S-T, the letter N, Jam. .com. Toastandjam.com.
Okay. Is that the N sign?
Nope. It's okay. For the podcast. It's the N for our website anyway, for toastandjam.com.
We're going to kick off our podcast today. Let's start things out with the Valley City Highlander girls basketball team. How about a hand for them? Can you get a hand for them? Yeah. Wow. First state tournament for the girls since 2014.
Mm-hmm.
What a showing.
That's a great showing. Fourth place finish, upset the number two seed in the tournament and the number two ranked team in the state in the opening game. 4-6, trying to do the math in my head, now my head hurts. Mm-hmm. But eight, I think they were 8 points total in the three games that they played.
Eight points, decided by 8 points.
Decided by 8 points because they lost in the second into the semifinals by two to Devil's Lake, 59-57, and they lost 58-54 to previously undefeated and number one ranked Thompson, 58-54 in the third place game.
Valley City fans haven't had that much excitement in quite a while.
Wow. No, they have not.
Yeah.
They had a hospitality room, big fan bus that went down there. So Friday night, the girls went back to the hotel and there was a big hospitality room there.
And we had some members on the state tournament team.
They did. Katie Birchall, who had a great state tournament, averaged double-double.
What a future she has.
Oh, man. She's a freshman. Averaged 12 points and 10 rebounds in the three games. Tessa Olson, who, of course, was the Region 1 female senior athlete of the year, and she was on the all-tournament team as well.
And the champion was Devil's Lake.
Devil's Lake. You know, and you got to feel good for Devil's Lake. The last time they were in the state championship game was 2019, the last time they, well, no, actually 2020.
20.
They lost in the championship game in 2020. Then they made it in 2019, right after they won their semifinal game to advance to the state tournament. It was told that there was not going to be a championship game because of COVID-19.
Yeah, called it off.
So they and Shanley did not get a chance to play. That would have been a whale of a ball game with... Yeah. Payne? Riley Payne was leading the way for Shanley and Mertens, Jess Mertens for Devil's Lake. Would have been a great game.
What is with all the freshmen and sophomore players?
Boy, that Division B and Division A state tournaments had a lot of young talent on it.
And good talent.
And good talent. I mean, we're going to be seeing them for 3, 4, 5 years down the road. Mm-hmm. It's going to be fun to watch some of these young ladies, how they progress and get better.
Okay. We did the B. Well, let's go to the B right away, too. You know, Maple River was in the B.
Yep.
They made it to the B tournament.
They
excitement there, too.
There was. And, that's the first time, in 33 years for Maple River. First time ever for Hope Page. Well, Hope, I think, went in 87, but then first time for Page. And not what you like to do. You don't like to go to a state tournament, but you know what? You still get there. You know how many teams would have loved to have been in the Jamestown Civic Center last weekend? So nothing to hang their heads about. And even talked with Coach Hoots. He said, what a great weekend it was. Despite the outcomes, what a fun weekend for the girls.
Yeah, you're in the top eight.
You're in the top eight, exactly. In the state of North Dakota, in Class B, in Division B. And boy, was that place packed for the championship game.
5,000.
5,000 people in the newly renovated Jamestown Civic Center. New floor, a big jumbotron.
Looking good.
It looks really good. Yeah.
Nobody plays there, though.
Nope. Now it looks like it's going to be the home for the Division B probably for years to come.
Yeah, I think Jamestown hosted that tournament pretty well.
They always do a nice job with that tournament in the Buffalo City, absolutely. And it was won by Mayport CG. They defeated Edgley Cullum Montpelier in the championship.
How about the Boys Region tournaments got underway? We're recording on Tuesday, so we have some action from last night. Of course, B and A boys going at it, region tournaments. Valley City.
Moving on to the semis here on Tuesday, as they defeated the pesky Lisbon Broncos.
They just kind of hang around. They just
they do.
You can't get them. Can't get them off your skin.
And you know, it was a 3-point barrage. They had 11 3-pointers. Lisbon did. Mm-hmm. Highlanders had 7. 5 of them from Bryson Heck. Finished with 21 points. As the Highlanders did get that win, 70-60. Was the final score. So they will take on old nemesis Wahpeton in the semifinals here. And so they're guaranteed they'll play again on Thursday in the third place game or in the championship. And then pending how things happen there, if they get to that state qualifier.
Let's take a little break here and talk about the North Dakota Army National Guard. Okay, you're a senior in high school. What am I going to do? Where am I going to go to school? So if you decide all of that, and what all your school paid for, talk to Brad Mattson. He's got the answer for you. Mm-hmm. I mean, how would you like your college paid for?
I would have loved it when I was a kid.
And you know what that costs nowadays?
A lot more than when we went to college.
You're looking at about, the lower school, maybe $6,000 a year.
I was going to say between 8 and 10. Yeah.
So, $25,000, $30,000. Maybe $50,000 by the time you're all done.
Exactly. And get 100% of it paid.
Yeah. And also, maybe be able to do something once you get out of the Guards. You're going to be able to do a job.
You are going to be hire ready. You're very hireable. Someone sees National Guard on your resume, you're going to be going to the top of the list.
You got it. Yeah. Absolutely. And you're serving your country at the same time.
Amen.
Talk to Brad Mattson. He's the man.
And we'll have him on this show here.
Pretty soon.
Sometime later this month, we'll get him on.
Paul,
yes?
You've been winning awards all the time, and I'm just, hats off to you, by the way. That last award, the USTA, United States Tennis Association, Northern Region.
Northern Region, Northern District.
Excellence in journalism.
That's
funny. Have you ever thought of that?
Can you say those two words in the same sentence? Especially when you're talking about me? That was fun.
Paul is not only a sports writer, but a sports broadcaster, and I had to bring this up. I did some sports broadcasting in my early days. So let's talk sports broadcasting cliches for basketball.
Oh, goodness.
Okay. Do you think some of those are overused?
There are a few, and I'm guilty, depending on what some of these are.
Okay. Knocks it down. Yeah. Knocks it down.
Yeah, I said that a few times.
From downtown.
Said that a lot.
Tickles the twine.
I think I have said that on an occasion, but not very often.
And I haven't heard the Jim Adelson one for a long time. Two rolls and no coffee.
I don't think anybody thinks of that anymore. I don't think that is a good one. That's one of my favorites.
I still love that one. But those are some of the ones that that pop up a lot. How about you? Do you have a favorite?
Well, I use nothing but the bottom of the barrel.
Okay.
Can't buy a basket. Can't buy a basket with good credit and cash. I've thrown that one out a couple of times.
Maybe a long three. That's money.
Yeah, that's money. Hip high dribble. As someone's bringing the ball. Oh, there's a hip high dribble.
Okay.
Stating the obvious. Thank you.
And we're seeing a lot more I can't talk here.
That's right.
Flagrant fouls.
Ooh.
Are we seeing more of that now?
They're really cutting down or clamping down on that, and there is a fine line, but what's a flagrant or an intentional foul, as we would call it.
Intentional, I think, is the key.
I know the NBA, there's a flagrant one, flagrant two. But in high school, college, they talk intentional foul. And to me, an intentional foul is an intent to hurt.
That's how I look at it. And, you know, we've seen some of these, and I don't know if there was intent to hurt anybody.
Right.
But I guess, hey, if you're going to call it, you're going to call it.
Stop and think about it.
Yeah.
You need to foul to get the other team at the free throw line at the end of a game. Okay, that's an intentional foul. You're going to foul them. You're intending to foul them.
You're doing anything to make that foul.
Exactly. But yeah. It's how you foul that dictates two shots in the ball for the other team.
You got it. Well, let's turn to hockey. Speaking of
two
intent.
Bearing the biscuit. Now let's get into cliches there.
Oh, twist and turn. Here we go.
Oh.
Had some local youth hockey teams doing very well at state tournaments this past weekend.
We did.
We do. You know what? Jamestown Valley has a good connection in youth hockey.
They do.
And we always do well in that.
The Prowl, that's a Jamestown Valley City Prowl, and their Bantam A team. I want to say 13, 14-year-olds. They are, which is the next rung before getting to the junior varsity.
Right.
They took fifth in the Bantam B, and the Peewees, that's the little guy, not little guys, but the younger ones, Peewee Gold Team, Peewee A, or Peewee B, they took the state championship. The Prowl won the state championship.
Very good.
And,
can
so
we have a hand for those? We've got our crowd back
here. We got the crowd, yeah.
They're kind of sleeping on us here. Okay, finally.
Wake up over there. Come on, people. Let's go.
I know we're that excited.
We are that.
A reminder, I'm going to turn to something coming up in April, and we'll be talking more about this as we get closer. BCSU Foundation Spring Auction is coming Friday, April 26th. Valley City Eagles Club, stay tuned for more on that. Boy, that's a big auction.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking at a goal this year, I think, of
$150,000. Wow. And all that goes to student-athletes.
Student-athletes, yeah.
And students, not just athletes.
And they have a lot of the current athletes out there helping out during the auction,
yep.
Which is always a fun time.
Speaking of athletes at BCSU, we are losing one.
We are.
Well, we've heard, you know, Riley Gerhardt,
yeah,
right. But we got another one.
Really?
That is entering the transfer portal. Somebody, you and I got to see one of his last high school games before he came to BCSU. Caden Rickert. The Fargo North product has announced he is going to be entering the transfer portal for his last year of eligibility.
Closer to home?
Not sure where he's going to head out. But good luck to him. It was fun watching him over these last 4 years.
And you and
I had a chance to watch him play against the Highlanders against North when North was he played for North. Had like six steals in the first 2 minutes and layups.
Yeah.
But good luck to Caden as he goes to that next chapter.
Very good. Minnesota Vikings, who do you want to see as the next Vikings quarterback is the question.
Brent Tarkington.
Justin Fields is available. Baker Mayfield.
Here's my
Russell
thought.
Russell Wilson.
Here's my thought. Because Caleb Williams, he's the hot, probably the number one quarterback coming out of college from USC.
Mm-hmm. Is he ready?
I think he is.
Okay.
And he would be... The Bears have the number one pick if they don't trade it. Obviously, we got until, end of April, I think April 25th, 26th, 27th.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the type of quarterback that best suits a Kevin O'Donnell system is not a mobile quarterback. You want somebody that can move in the pocket, but if it's somebody that's going to ad-lib, I think that's what hurt Dobbs. He ad-libbed a lot, and it frustrated Kevin O'Connell.
Well, they gave him the playbook.
Exactly.
The Viking playbook, and that screwed him all
up.
Let him ad-lib.
Let him do what he wants. Yeah. Let him do what he's good at.
Right.
So we'll see. I mean, there's a lot of good quarterbacks that'll be on the free agent market out there. So one of them, I mean, does Kirk resign? You know, he wants more money. Come on, Kirk. Come on, dude.
Well, you know, he was getting $84 million. He says, well, I'm going to be a team player. I'll take less. I'll take $90 million.
Last time I checked, that's not less.
I don't get it. Well, then the agents step in. You know how that goes.
Oh, that, yeah, I know.
Got to get my...
My agent now wants big bucks with all these awards.
Oh, I know. I just saw two guys hanging around your office the other day. I'm going, what is going on over there?
Now I need the National Guard to protect me.
Yeah, no kidding. And the Vikes also released running back Alexander Mattison.
Yep.
No surprise.
No. I think Chandler really stepped forward that he might be your number one guy.
I think so.
Because he really, I think he's more of your an NFL type running back.
Yeah.
So.
How about this Caitlin Clark of Iowa?
Boy, man, you're touching a nerve.
I know Iowa, but man, I tell you what, record points now.
Yep. Pete Maravich is now number two. Mulkey, I can't remember her first name. The head coach at LSU,
yeah,
which of course was where Pete Maravich played, had a great press conference talking about Caitlin Clark.
Okay.
She said, "I don't," and I know this is a podcast. You can't see me, but she basically said Caitlin Clark is not on above Pete Maravich now. They're on the same level, because you think about what he did: 83 games, 3 years, no 3-point line, that's no shot
true.
Clock.
That's true.
44 points per game for his career. She's played 4+ years, maybe 5 before for sure.
Hard to compare.
It is. I mean, it's still an incredible accomplishment.
It is.
I mean, she's still in some of her shots. I mean, as soon as she crosses half court, she's in range.
And that reminds me of Kevin Anderson, Valley City State University, same thing.
Yep.
Played without a 3-point line.
Yep.
He would have tons more points.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, he was shooting out there anyway.
Yeah. Someone did a quick math thing, and they said if Pete Maravich had a 3-point line when he played, because they figure about 20% of his made field goals in his career would have been 3-pointers now. They're thinking he would have had 6,000 points.
Yeah.
Easily. But still, congratulations to Caitlin Clark. I know they want her back, because I think she could come back for one more year if she wants it.
Okay.
With her COVID year, but I think the WNBA is calling.
Yeah, I think they are too. Yeah, big money. Of course, there's big money in college sports now, too. So
there is.
Yeah. Sports birthdays today. It's kind of funny. We talked Justin Fields, a possibility at quarterback. He's 24 today.
Oh, well, he's getting too old.
Michael Irvin, he could probably still play. He's 57.
Okay.
And Rocky Blyer.
Rocky Blyer from the Pittsburgh Steelers.
77 today.
Wow. A war veteran from the Korean War. I want to say the Vietnam War.
Vietnam War. Yep. Vietnam War. Yeah. Rocky
Blyer.
Rocky.
Number 20. Him and Franco Harris made a great duo on those Super Bowl teams.
Mm-hmm. How about some trivia?
Well, before we get to trivia, one last shout out. Bodie Haglund from Valley City, swimming for Jamestown.
Oh, yeah.
They had their state swimming and diving championships this past week in West Fargo. Set the school record in the 100-yard backstroke, and he placed in two events, in the backstroke and the 50-yard free. Scored 23.5 points for his team, was the top point scorer for Jamestown as they took 10th overall. And so congratulations to him. Was on two relay teams that also placed. And so he's his junior, so he's got one more year to go.
Way to go.
Matter of fact, only one kid from that Jamestown swimming and diving team graduates.
Nice.
So just wanted to do a quick shout out to a Valley City kid doing it elsewhere.
I got it. Love it. We're going to leave you with some sports trivia. And, of course, we have words of wisdom. That's
always going to happen.
We need that. Sports trivia question, here it is. Who has appeared on the most Sports Illustrated covers?
Ooh.
Who has appeared on the most Sports Illustrated covers?
Now, is this a trick question?
Could be. We'll give you the answer next week. We'll start the show out with the answer.
Okay.
I think we forgot an answer one
week. We did.
And I was reminded of that back home.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you, Nancy. At least someone's paying attention to what we're doing here.
That's a good thing we don't drive this show.
Oh, yeah.
We'd be all over the road.
We'd be pulled over a couple of times.
Oh, leaving you with some words of wisdom.
Okay.
I'm doing a puzzle, by the way. I love puzzles.
The puzzles.
And I'm doing words of wisdom puzzle.
Okay.
So I've got a list of words of wisdom. This week's words of wisdom.
All right.
You do it all the time. Make things happen. Make things happen. Words of wisdom.
I like it.
From Toast and Jam.
Wonderful.
That is our program for this week, Toast and Jam Podcast, brought to you by North Dakota National Guard and recruiter Brad Mattson. What can I say?
Not much more than that.
Yeah, reach for the stars and do something.
Yeah.
All right.